Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, we are going to talk now to Phil Simms. He's going to join us on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Buy now and save big during the grand reopening of the all-new Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Phil, bad news for you, Joe. Is a late scratch, so you have Danny and Dave here with you this morning. You can give Joe a hard time next time you come on with us, though.
Hey, Danny, Dave, good to talk to you. And, you know, sometimes Joe, we know, he's a late scratch, just had a rough night. Rough night. Joe, I just, hey, you can't do it all. You got to decide what you're going to do, but whatever. I'm just having fun with Joe. So, but it's good to talk to you guys and the Dolphins and, man, the Dolphins, every team, it seems like, in the league this year, it's like drama everywhere. Mm-hmm. And maybe we as the press help create it. I'm sure we do. But the Dolphins, great start, and here we are 3-2, and that's all. I listened to TV this morning. What about there's a lot of talk about the Dolphins and what's going on down there.
Yeah, the drama here is the quarterback, and right up your alley of expertise, Ryan Tannehill. The offense has one touchdown the last two games, and couple bad turnovers against the Bengals last week that cost the game. What's your thoughts on Tannehill in at age 30 in year 7 with him?
Well, you know, look, I know they won better, and I'm not going to sit here and say, oh, it's not his fault. There is always part of it is your fault. But the offensive line last week, it fell apart at the end. And it's not only – I'm not sure who – I think it was Sam Young that came in at left tackle.
Yes.
Yes. Well, he had problems. And then Juwan James got beat for a big play, too. And I thought, wow, the offensive line, which I know they work around anyway. But I watched the Dolphin games, and I can't go through all of them. But when they played a team like Tennessee at the beginning of the year, they were worried about their defense, the rush. He threw a lot of short passes, get rid of the ball, and then they took an occasional shot down the field, which they hit. And because that's great understanding of the defense and playing around it. They play the Oakland Raiders. No pass rushers. Hold the ball. Now they're throwing it down the field. And against the Bengals last week, you know, when I saw the end and what happened, I just go, look, anytime your offensive line struggles, you're going to lose the game. Unless your defense is just unbelievable. And so, you know, Ryan Tannehill, I'd like to see more big plays from him, or at least try when I watch the Dolphins, but it's hard to do that when you worry about your offensive line. And you tell me, when you look around the league and you look at receiving groups and you say, oh, let's look at the Pittsburgh Steelers. They got two number one receivers out mm-hmm. there, and Juju Smith-Schuster and Antonio Brown. Really, when you look at it, who's the number one receiver for the Miami Dolphins?
Completely agree. On the whole offense, there's no player above average in mind.
Who's the running back that we're going to crowd the line of scrimmage to stop?
Frank Gore.
Who do you – well, yeah, no. No, that's the point. Like, I watched the Carolina Panthers play the Giants, and I don't mean to get off target here, but I thought, oh, they'll play safe. They'll be scared of, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. and Sterling Shepard and Saquon coming out of the backfield maybe to catch the pass. No, they did the opposite. They put everybody up there and said, Saquon's not going to beat us. You're going to have to beat us with Odell Beckham Jr. So they had to change a game plan because they were worried about somebody. And I just wonder, do any defenses change their game plans because they're worried about anybody on the Miami offense to game plan around?
No, especially with Devontae Parker. Speaking of game plans, the one thing they can't or have to try to prevent is Khalil Mack destroying their offense this week. How you've gone up against – you went up a lot of great defensive linemen. You see
Absolutely.
Game plans. What can they come up with?
Well, you know, look, they got to know where he's at and which side he's going to play on. He usually likes to play to the offense's right, but they have moved him some. But he is a special player, no doubt about it, and it's going to be rough. And when we played, and I hate to go back to those days, but we played a Reggie White. Here would be the thing. Okay, guys, everybody block their guy in front of them and do this, do that. And if anybody doesn't have somebody to block, make sure you know where Reggie White is and run over and double-team him no matter where he is. And, you know, Khalil Mack is really one of those guys. And I would be shocked if Miami doesn't try to put a tight end to his side, try to chip him with a tight end or the running back. You're going to have to do special things against him because you don't want him to single-handedly wreck the game, which he is capable of. And John Gruden had the greatest line, I guess it was last week or 2 weeks ago. He got another strip sack fumble? Are you kidding me? I mean, he couldn't even help himself. He said it to the press. So that tells you who he is. And the Bear defense is really well coached, as good as there is in the NFL, and they're solid all the way across. They got players at every level. Danny Trevathan's a good linebacker. Vic Fangio, in my estimation, I've followed his career from the Colts to Stanford to the 49ers, and he's one of the best guys in the league. So I guess seeing all this, Miami's got their work cut out for him for sure.
Phil Simms from the NFL on CBS is with us. Phil, I want to switch gears a little bit. You mentioned Odell Beckham Jr. He came out and had that bizarre interview this week with Lil Wayne sitting next to him and proceeded to kind of go in on his quarterback, Eli Manning. The timing seemed awful, that the comments weren't good either. What do you make of that, a guy kind of calling out his quarterback midseason like that?
Well, you know, a lot of times, and I did it, I mean, I woke up a few times in my career and saw the back page of the paper and went, oh, my God, are you kidding? I know it looks so much worse when I see it or hear it than I thought it was when I was doing it. And, I'm not picking up for Odell at all. But I think he was in one of those situations, and everybody gets comfortable, and you kind of talk. And I know he regrets it. And you know what? Maybe, and I took this angle, and I do believe this, maybe now the Giants have got all their dirty laundry out. They can, like, take a breath. Okay, we're all cool with each other. I mean, they were playing Lil Wayne music at the practice. I don't know if they did that on purpose, but they did. But I do believe that the Giants now, maybe this will settle Odell down because he's always throwing. You can see, because I watched the tapes, and he's wide open now. He's been open quite a few times where Eli didn't throw it to him, and he's like big plays. And you see him just throw his arms up and boom, and then a couple of weeks ago he walked off the field before halftime came, things like that. So I think this really, in a strange way, will galvanize their team. I expect them to play very well tonight.
All right, the other big news in the league, it was Drew Brees this week, and one thing I'm curious about, the big celebration for him, very well deserved and all that. Tom Brady's coming up with some landmarks. Will New England, knowing their personality, have a similar celebration for Tom Brady?
That's a great question. If they do, it'll be the fastest and quickest celebration in the world because we're on to Cincinnati. Yes, they might stop it for a second, but it'll be a quick, it won't be a family affair. I would think not. I don't know. But I think it's a good point. And, hey, look, Drew Brees, he wasn't good enough for Miami.
Oh,
I know. That was rough.
That hurts.
Rough. But, hey.
You know, the college personnel director of the Dolphins walked into Dave Wannstedt's office the night before the draft, Tom Bratz, and pounded the table to take Drew Brees rather than the Wisconsin cornerback Jamar Fletcher. And Wannstedt said, nope, we're going to stick with the cornerback.
Wow. Now, who was the quarterback at the time in Miami?
Jay Fiedler.
Okay. I think, all these people coming out, well, we had Patrick Mahomes. We really wanted him, and I told him that we didn't. Yeah, okay, sure. Sure you did. You know, I know just a few people that had Patrick Mahomes as the number one player 2 years ago, and now everybody had him really rated high. Yes. We're all geniuses after the fact. But I watched Drew Brees play many games at Purdue, and I thought he was going to be a good pro. I could see even then. Would he turn out to be what he is? No, I didn't expect that. Well, let's don't forget, even in San Diego, he was playing well and did a good job. and was not wanted, but he really found his perfect person in Sean Payton, because Sean Payton thinks he's the quarterback, so he's playing through Drew Brees. This is what I'd done if I was Drew. I'd create this play to do this, and that's what it is. I mean, did you watch the game? Was that Monday night?
Yes.
Have you ever seen so many open receivers in your life in a pro football game?
It is amazing what they're
doing
there.
That's not all just bad defense. That is game planning, brains, Drew Brees looking people off, everything they do. It was a great display, and Drew Brees is humble and a great team guy and all that, and I admire him greatly.
Phil, thank you so much for the time this morning. Appreciate it.
Okay, well, I hope Joe's okay. Tell him to have one of those Bloody Marys. It'll get him going.
Thanks, Phil. Appreciate
it. Have a good day.
All right, Phil Simms from the NFL on CBS, kind enough to take some time here with us this morning. Brian Skrulin is going to join us later on in the 9 o'clock hour. The Panthers' first ever
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.